KSA News, I'm Jerry Varmish. After weeks of negotiations, a deal to raise the debt ceiling was reached in principle Saturday night, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there's more to do before an expected midweek vote.
Out of respect, I want to brief our members about where we currently are. I expect to finish the writing of the bill, checking with the White House and speaking to the President again tomorrow afternoon, and then posting the text of it tomorrow. And then be voting on it on Wednesday.
President Biden tweeted that the compromise is an, quote, important step forward. The bill protects Biden's Inflation Reduction Act and keeps Medicaid untouched, CNN reported.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce.
ABC News reports that it is a two-year budget deal that would separately raise the debt limit for 2 years. House Democrats are being invited to a members-only White House briefing on Sunday afternoon. The Texas Senate will decide the fate of State Attorney General Ken Paxson, who was impeached on Saturday by the State House 121-23. Before the vote, lawmakers spent hours speaking on the floor, including Democrat Terry Canales, who said this should be above politics.
We listened to our colleagues, a bipartisan committee that sat and listened to hours of testimony that held that investigation since March, that come before you, members of the highest integrity.
20 articles of impeachment were filed against Paxson with allegations that include disregard of official duty, bribery, and obstruction of justice. J.P. Morgan Chase is telling 1,000 First Republic Bank employees that they're being let go. This comes just weeks after America's largest bank purchased the failed San Francisco lender. Officials in Mexico are reporting increased activity in a volcano near Mexico City. The volcano has expelled larger amounts of ash, rock, and fumes in recent weeks. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Republicans in Congress and President Biden have reached an agreement in principle to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House have been negotiating for weeks to raise the ceiling to avoid a government default. McCarthy on Saturday night said the compromise has, quote, historic reductions in spending and no new taxes or government programs. If you're traveling to Southern California to get some of its famous casual lifestyle, you might think about avoiding one of the Southland's busiest airports.
A new survey by Forbes ranks John Wayne Airport in Burbank, California, as the nation's angriest. The survey is based on tweets, about 37,000 Twitter posts over a one-year period. When it comes to John Wayne Airport, 66% of all tweets about it were angry. The biggest complaint, the noise level. The next angriest airport, Jacksonville, Florida, followed by Omaha, Tampa, and San Antonio. I'm Richard Johnson.
The live-action remake of The Little Mermaid is buzzing its way to the top spot at the domestic box office this weekend. The film took in $38 million on opening day and is expected to gross up to $130 million over the four-day holiday weekend. As for Fast X, it relinquishes the top spot after a week. It drops to number two with about $28 million. The latest Fast and Furious film is expected to cross the half-billion-dollar mark globally this weekend. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.